Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming all the way from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, that beautiful city with plenty of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and some sweet citrus fruit. Don't you wish you were here? You know, I just thought about it. Those beautiful magnolia trees, they are beautiful and smell so good. You ought to be here with us. Glory be to God. So glad to be with you, you and you again today. This is the hour that you need to be in at this time. Oh, because we got lots of love, 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 and hugs, hug, hugs for you, you, and you. We appreciate you so much. We want to keep the love flowing. We want to keep the prayer flowing just for you, you, and you. So you have a good day today because of whose you are. Amen, amen, amen. I'm feeling my Cheerios. Oh, yes, I am. Glory be to God. Now, today we want to pray for you, you and you, whoever. And call us if you don't have your prayer requests in. Call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you would. Okay, I'm waiting for you now. Call us now, 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air. Don't wait till afterward. Call us while we're on the air. That's when we will answer. Okay, if you want to chat, just let us know. Okay, and we'll chat, answer your questions, and pray for you, whatever you decide. You may have a testimony of what God has done for you since you've been listening. All right. Praise God. We are still praying for Barbara Johnson, who's in the hospital with gangrene in her body. And we're asking that you help us pray also for Barbara. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for Barbara Johnson today. We send forth the word of God to her right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you can flush out every bit of gangrene out of her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood cover right now in Jesus' name, and it's done. We are still praying for Janice Coke. Also, family, is concerned about her family. We are praying for her today also. Sybil Van Zilla, somebody like that. Oh, praise God. If I'm saying your name wrong, just call me and let me know how to pronounce it. A tumor on a kidney. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment, God, of every cancerous cell that is in that body right now. We command that it dry up from the root and dissolve and go into the outer darkness in Jesus' name. And we count it done today. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for Helen Brunson, dialysis. She's on dialysis and have a heart problem. Oh, my, 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 how I feel for her today. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and deliver her right now, Holy Father. In Jesus' mighty name, have mercy right now on her, Father God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. We pray also for today. Glory be to God. Pastor Longley, we still praying for him in the liver condition. In the name of Jesus, touch and deliver right now the pastor. Father God, touch Colette. Father, who had an aneurysm, touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Make her every whit whole. Wendell Phillips, we're still praying for him as his family has requested that we continue to pray for him through all the operations and surgery that he has to go through. In Jesus' name, we pray that this too will pass, that he will be made every whit whole in Jesus' name. We're praying for Denise Martin in Virginia Beach right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch her in Jesus' name. She hasn't eaten since the death of her mother 9 months ago. Lord God, we counsel assignment of her trying to join her mother. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open her eyes of understanding, Father God, in Jesus' name. Touch and deliver. 1 month ago? Oh, well, praise God, I'm sorry, it was a month ago. We sorry about that, Denise. Glory be to God. Father, in Jesus' name, touch her anyway, Father, how many months it was. Touch her right now in Jesus' name, God. Oh, when people grieve, sometimes they grieve in different ways. You know how it is. Matter of who you are and what they meant to you and how much they meant to you, your grieving process. But, you know, we're going to pray for her in that hour. We are praying for the Wilcox in their hour of bereavement also. Today, we trust in God to bring them through that hour of bereavement that they are going through. And we're praying for Annie Wilcox that, Lord, the Lord touch her liver. Yes, touch her liver also in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, Father, for what you're doing for your people, God, how you're touching and delivering in them out of all their afflictions and all the trials and tribulations that they are going through today. Believe me, it's a lot of them today. We could pray, we can use a broadcast just for praying for people. Because there's so many needs out here, so many people suffering and going through of all type of diseases and sicknesses and afflictions that can be prayed for today. Children that are being abused and misused and all of that too. We're praying for them and being incarcerated and all. Oh, there's just so much people to pray for. Now, you want a prayer ministry? You got a lot to pray for. Pray for the world. Pray for the earth. Pray for the United States. Pray right now for the third world countries. Just there's so much to pray for. Pray for those people who don't have the freedom to call on the name of the Lord. And if they do, they're killing them, burning and bombing their churches because they're believing in Jesus Christ. Oh, you got a lot to pray for today. So there's no way you can get out of praying for anyone. So set yourself to be a prayer warrior today, okay? My. Now let me give you a word for today. We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. Shall I tell you that again? We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. Okay, so forgive someone so you can be most like God, okay? Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'd rather be like God, wouldn't you? Amen, amen. You know, God is so good to us today. I just want to thank him. You know, glory be to God. I just want to thank him. My. Yes. Let's turn to, if you will, Jeremiah, the first chapter, and we're going to start at the 11th verse. And it reads as thus, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, the 12th verse, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now, let me tell you, when you go into the 13th verse, you'll find out that the word of the Lord came unto him the second time. And God asked him again, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And see, every time he saw something, that God showed him something. Now, you got to remember that God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. So, therefore, Jeremiah was seeing in a spiritual realm, another realm that was being shown to him, and he saw in that realm. It was not actually there in his reality at the time, a human reality, but it was there in the spiritual realm, huh? So we can say today, we can give you a little word today, what you see is what you get. Huh? Did you hear me today? He said, what do you see? What you see? What are you seeing? Hey, God is asking you the question today in the realm that you're in. What do you see? What is being shown to you? And if it's being shown to you, do you believe that you can get it? Do you believe you can get it? Well, if you believe what you see that you can get and you can have, he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to do it for you. Huh? Oh, if I don't tell you nothing else today, I'm trying to encourage you that God will give that which you can see. If you can see it, you can get it. Do you hear? But if you cannot see it in your mind and eye, glory be to God, then it's not even yours. Come on, help me out here, somebody. We're trying to magnify the word of God into your spirit so that you will not have to go around complaining about what you don't got, or what somebody else got more than you, or they house is better than my house, they car is better than my car, and going through all these rigmaroles, being jealous and envious of other people and all that. You have the same opportunity to see something as they do. If you see a Cadillac and just what you want a Cadillac, you can get a Cadillac. You hear me? But if you don't see a Cadillac, you only see a Volkswagen, then that's what you're going to get, a Volkswagen. Do you get the picture here today? So what's in your mind, eye, that you're seeing, huh? I want to know today, can you see beyond what you are experiencing at this hour? Can you see beyond that? My. Now, let me tell you something. In your superconscious is what? Is the realm of inspiration and revelation and illumination. And your intuition is there also. Do you hear me? Now, you can experience things, but you've got to get out of self. See, self is in the way too much. So when self get in the way, you can't see beyond that. You can't see what God has for you. When he told you, he said, I know my expected end that I have for you. Now, if he knows that, it's already in what? It's in the atmosphere, and it can be magnified in your superconscious that you may see it and get the revelation of what you see. Can you get me today? Come on, help me, somebody. See, now we live in, let me tell you where we live. We live in two C's in our lives. This is what we deal with in our lives. Two C's: conflict, which is the war, and conquest, which is the victory. See, these are the two entities in our life that we deal with on a constant basis. We are warring against something, and then there's the victory of the war that you have to conquer. Do you get me today? Glory be to God. Because he told you that you are more more than a conqueror. So now when the war comes, you don't just conquer it, but you go beyond it and you see the victory. And when you see the victory, you have the victory because it's been revealed to you that you are more than the conqueror, and he's given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means can hurt you. Can you get that today? Glory be to God. So what you see is what you get. You know, and I like to think about things like other kids, you know, how they children are. You know, the children have great imaginations, and they have imaginative friend, and imagine this and imagine that, and we always have, go sit down, shut up, stop that. You don't see nothing. You know, how you know what they see in the spiritual realm? God could be opening those kids' spiritual eyes that they actually see these things. So don't just ward them off just like that, but kind of talk with them until you get to the bottom of what they feel they're seeing in their mind's eye. Do you get me now? Because if they see it, they handling it. They have it in their possession. Do you hear? So when he told you to be as little children, when you come into him, be as little children, that means you're going to have to do what? Think outside the box. Do you get the picture? This is what you got to do. So in order to get that which you see, you got to get out the box. You stay in a box and you say, well, God can't do this and God can't do that and he is not going. How you know? Did you ask him in the first place? Have you asked God, say, God, Father God, I need sister so. I need you to move in my life in this because it's about to overtake me. It's about to conquer me instead of me conquering it. Come on now, help somebody. Call on him in the hour that you have a need. Call on him when you need him to move in your home, in your life, in your atmosphere, in your block, on your block, on your job, or wherever you are, at the grocery store. Oh, have him to move there when you buying groceries too. Let you buy the right thing for the right amount of money. Glory be to God. See, you got to bring God into this thing. I know y'all say we ain't got to have God everywhere. We got to do something ourselves. Well, that which you got to do for yourself is comb your own hair, brush your own teeth, wash your own face, take your own bath. Now, you do that yourself, okay? Praise God. But the rest, you allow God to work in that aspect. Do you hear me? Because he wants you to be a winner in all phases of your life. Do you get the picture? Oh, my God, I'm so glad about it today. Now, think about it. When you go into Genesis and you begin to think about your, what's his name? You think about Abraham and you think about him and Lot and all of that. You think about how all of that started out. Glory be to God. How, what did he do, huh? God say to him, what did God say to Abraham, huh? What did he say? He said, what do you see, huh? You know, he want to know, are you seeing it? But he could not see until when? Till Lot had to leave. You're going to have to get all unbelief, doubt. You have to get that out of your life in order to see what God has for you. Do you get the picture here today? Come on, help me out here, somebody. Think about it right now. Think about it right now. The Bible clearly states that. I believe in the 14th verse of the 13th chapter of Genesis, this Bible said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him. Huh? After. See, I have a problem. We got too many things blocking the view. We got so many people in our life that are talking negative to it, to us, until they block the view. And you cannot see what God has for you in the spiritual realm. Do you get the picture here? Oh, my. Then he said, after Lot was separated from him, he said, lift lift up now. Listen now, now, present time. Lift it up now. Open your eyes now, huh, that you can see. After you get rid of doubt and unbelief, after you get rid of all the negative people, after you get rid of your ideas, you know, in the natural, your natural ideas, and you begin to look in the spiritual realm, you lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, eastward and westward. See, from wherever you are at this time, look up now. Look unto the hill. This is why he told you, look unto the hills which cometh your help. Your help come from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. This is where your help is coming from. So this is time now for you to look up. Look up. Look up. Stop looking at other people's stuff. Stop looking at other things, what somebody else is doing. Think on your own. Come out your box. See, you have built your box around you, and it is limited. Do you hear what I'm saying? So now it's time to take your blinders off. Take your mask off. Be who you are, who God called you to be. And when you do that, you see, and what you see is what you will get. Do you get the picture here today? He said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. My. Can you see what it will happen to you? Can you see, when you see what God has for you? Can you see it today? That's all I want you to know. Listen here, you're not in the war by yourself. Huh? If he promised you victory, he's going to give you victory. If you are a conqueror, you will conquer. You will be conquering more than Alexander the Great. You will be a brilliant conqueror. Do you get it today? Mm-hmm. Lot couldn't conquer nothing at that time. He couldn't see it because he was out of place. He was not where he should have been. And Abraham shouldn't have took him with him in the first place. Do you hear me? Because God told him, get out from your people. He didn't say, take them with you. You see, so many times we want to do what we want to do, and we do what? Hinder our own blessing. We block the flow. Do you get the picture here today? And we don't want you to block the flow today. We want you to flow evenly and like a stream. It keeps flowing, flowing forward. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is your stream flowing right today? Can you see what God has for you? You are you today? Can you really see it? Oh, look up and live now. Look up and live. This is what God wants you to do. Look up right now and see. Now we'll go into Genesis the 15th chapter 2, just jumping around a little real fastly around here, and the fifth verse it say, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. Huh? And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. This is what I promise you. This is what I'm going to hasten to perform. Now, when God hastened and I hastened, is two different hasten. Now, God worked fast in his own realm. We don't work the same time that God does. Do you hear what I'm saying? Our time is totally different. His hasten could be the next 100 years, but our hasten is like the next minute. That's what we want God to do, right? All the time he don't work in that time that we expecting him to work, but he do it in his time. Do you hear me now? Oh, glory to God. But you got to still believe that it's going to happen, because when it happened, it will be so quick, you think it was just yesterday. My Lord. And the Bible said in the 6th verse, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. He believed in the Lord. He believed what God told him. Huh? After Lot left his life, after all the hindrances leave your life, after the people that you shouldn't even keep keeping them in your life. Some people, we hold on to them because, well, they related to me. We hold on to them, well, you know, they helped me. They helped you in their time that they were supposed else to help you. But when God said cut them loose, you do what? You cut them loose because they cannot go any further. See, Lot could not go any further with Abram. Do you hear what I'm saying? His time was spent already out of a sync with what God had planned for the man of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. And oftentimes we carry people on our back and for the wrong reason. And they should be out of our lives so that we can continue on to the victory that God has already planned for us. Do you hear me today? Glory be to God. I sure hope you do, because God is trying to do something for you in this hour. Do you get the picture? Glory to God. And he just wants you to believe him, begin to worship him, praise him, and glorify him. Glory to God. Not the people that you're holding on to, not the things that you're holding on to, not the life that you have let go of, not the past. You got to let it go, leave it alone, and go on forth so that you can grow in faith in God. Continue to believe him. Continue to hold on to him and watch him work. Watch him work in a sudden impact in your life. Do you get the picture? Oh, glory be to God. Now, listen, I want to know what you see today. Do you see God moving in your life? Do you see God moving in your ministry? Do you see him shifting things around in your ministry right now, in your life? He's moving out everything that's not like him, that is not going to help you grow in him. God is changing things in your life right now, and you need to accept it. Oh, don't try to hold on to a fire, because if you hold on to that fire to your bosom, it's going to burn you. Oh, just as sure it's going to burn you. Glory be to God, because God is telling you to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let go your past life. Oh, sometimes you got to let go people you don't want to let go. You just love them, love them, love them. But you can still love them, but let them go. Glory be to God. But so this is, you don't want to harm them, and you don't want to harm yourself, because this is what's going to happen. Oh, you're going to delay your blessing, and then you're going to blame somebody for it, and you ain't going to blame yourself. You know how you do. You start saying, well, if it wasn't for so-and-so, I wouldn't have do this or that. No, God gave you the command, and he means for you to keep it. Make that choice that you have to let it go. Whoo! Glory be to God. I tell you, God is so good. And when you go through the Bible, you see everyone had some sacrifice they had to make. Oh, my God, this is a sacrifice of the past, family, friends, or whatever sometimes. Glory be to God. God had to bring them to the point that they will sacrifice for his sake. Remember when he was at the burning bush? What happened at the burning bush, huh? He had to make a sacrifice. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. What happened? You going to give up your son? You ain't going to give up your son. You ain't going to give up your nothing, is you? Oh, my, my, my. I love my child. I love my, yeah, we all love our children. Do we love them enough to give them to God? Hashanah. Oh, glory be to God. My God, my God. So now what you see, huh? You see the burning bush, but you don't see the ram in it, do you? So you said, I'm not giving up my child. No, I'm not. Glory to God. But God requires a sacrifice today. To get what you need from him, it's required a sacrifice today. When you show love, show that love enough to let him go and let God bless him. Let God save him. Let God fill him. Do you hear me today? Do you love him enough to let him go? Or you want to cling to him and hold on to him? Say, I won't let him go. I love him enough to let him go so that God can make them to be what he called them to be. Do you hear me today? Can you see that today? See, if you want him saved, then you got to see him saved. But in order to see him saved, you got to let somebody go. You let the lots in your life go. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let them go right now, this hour. Now is the time. Now is the time. See, now is right now. That means this hour, not next week, but your now is today, this hour. So do what? walk in it today. Victory is yours. Do you hear me? You done walled. We told you yesterday your wall is already, it's accomplished. You done accomplished something in your warring, in your prayer life. You have accomplished something. What have you accomplished? Victory has been accomplished in your life. It is now yours. Yes, yours for the taking. Choose it today. Choose it right now at this hour to walk in the victory. Oh, my God, it's time now out to receive all that God had promised you when he told you to look up and live. Oh, hallelujah. It is time now. Glory be to God. Come on, we're going to hear Pastor Sharon right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word to this morning. I'll tell you, I bet you didn't expect that, huh? I'll tell you, what do you see today? What you see is what you get. I like that. What you see is what you get. Oh, come on now. You got to do something. You got to look through your eyes now. You got to look and put some focus into that. What you see is what you get. You know how we had that little saying, okay, you don't see nothing, you don't get nothing. You see something, you get something. Come on now. Because everything is what you see, is what you perceive. What you see, you creating it in your mind. You are the one that declaring this thing today. You are the one that making it go forth right now by what you seeing. And what you seeing is what you saying. So what are you saying today? Are you calling yourself defeat or are you calling yourself victory today? Are you calling yourself sick today or are you calling yourself healed today? Are you calling yourself deliver? What is this today? What you see is what you get today. And I don't know about you today, but I choose to change my focus. Just like God had to get Abraham attention. He had to get Abraham attention now. And tell, listen, Abraham, you're looking around your family. And what you see around your family, they're serving every other thing but the true and living God. God had to take his focus off what he was seeing around him. And sometimes God has to take you away to refocus you, to get you into purpose so he can bless you. What you see is what you get. He had to separate Abram just in order for him to be blessed, to be called Abraham, the father of many nations today. So he had to bring him into a place of blessing. Is he doing the same thing for you today? What you see is what you get. And the book of Jeremiah, I'll tell you, that's a powerful book right there. God asks a question just to see where you at. He'll ask a question to hear your answer. And sometimes the man or the woman of God or the prophet of God, which is the mouthpiece of God, would ask you a question. Oh, just to see where you at. Just to see if you're looking beyond your situation. Just to see if you're looking beyond what you see with your natural eye and looking to another and claiming those things and calling those things as though there already is. I tell you, it takes creation in your mind. It takes you speaking forth life in out your mouth. You got to speak those things. You got to say it until you see it. I am victory today. I am more than a conqueror today. I am what God say I am. I am what God say I am today. What you see is what you say. You know how you look around sometimes, and if you don't watch it, you become what you flock around. So you got to change what you are around now. Oh, man, I tell you, when people are down and depressed, you got to guess at yourself and say, you know what? Wait a minute. I feel something that I know does not line up to what I know God is speaking and what God is saying. If he called you to be victory today, you don't need to go ahead with that flock of feathers now. Because when you start flocking and you start negativity, bring forth negativity. Let's be real now. What are you burning from out of your spirit? spirit now. If you see bad, that's what you're burdened for today. What you see is what you get. You know how men see that woman out there, and they say, man, they call it what in their mind? Beautiful. They call it in their mind, wow, wow, wow. They call it in their mind, why? Because it the eye is pleasing to their eye. So you call those things why? By looking what you've seen. And then you call it by what your mouth saying. She's looking good. Oh, she's pretty. And the same thing goes with the lady now. Come on now. You'll look through your eyes and you'll say what you see out your eyes now. And you call those things for today. So what you see is what you get. What distorts in your sight today. What distorts in what you think of the person before. What distorts what distorting your feeling today? Are you seeing through the eyes of God? Are you seeing through the eyes of the prophet? Come on, prophet eye, eagle eye. Come on now, rose, rise up above the storm right now and see what God calling you to see. See beyond what around you. See what people are beyond what people is saying. See now, because the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, and he is a liar today. We come to pluck him up. We come to destroy him now and his kingdom. Why? Because God given you the dominion and power, and he told you to call those things as though they already are. He told you to speak those things just like he spoke those things into the atmosphere, and it came forth into manifestation. What you see is what you get today. And I'll tell you, I thank God for even Tuesday night, how he came in now, because you took going into another dimension. Because if you look at what was around you, you would not have gotten that blessing to come forth the way it did. Well, you have to go now and see what God said. You got to speak what God is speaking. He speak what? Change. He speak what? Shift. He speak what? Healing. He speak what? Letting it go. He speak these things. And you lined up as the prophet of God, and you speak and let God speak to you. You speak what he self show you. He speak what you hear. You see now, you the one speaking those things as God give you the utterance. So it takes a prophet. It takes the people of God to look beyond their circumstances. You got to look beyond what you see. Look beyond what you hear and go for today. What you see is what you get. See, God came and asked him a second time. You heard that scripture the second time. Sometimes he has to, when he said it to you the first time, you may not get it. And the second time, oh, I got understanding now. I know what he's talking about. I got to see beyond now. He told him what he saw, and he said, you did good. You did good. Why? Because he's calling those things as though they already are. See, Abraham was talking about not having a seed, right? The seed, right? He could not see the seed being multiplied. He could not see the seed being formed in the darkness. He couldn't see the seed now. He did not see the seed that God was talking about. God calling him father of many nations, but he could not see it. He could not see it. So God had to keep on coming back and reminding him of his promise and promising and encouraging him and letting him know what he had promised him. It is what he has spoken. So God has to do sometime, keep reminding us. He got to keep sending a word your way to encourage you, for you to be strong, for you to be courageous, for you to know that what he has spoken over your life. It is so. It is so. Because Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 5 said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of thy womb, out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And when that person saying, but I'm just a child, because they see themselves as just a child. But the word said, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. Say not. You're seeing that you are a child. Say not, I'm a child. Why? Because you got to see what God's saying over what he calls you. You got to see through the eyes of the Lord, and you got to speak through the mouth of the Lord. you got to speak what he tell you to speak and call for those things and speak life today. So I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. For the blessing of the Lord make it rich and it add no sorrow. What are you seeing today? Are you seeing what God is saying over your life today? Are you seeing through his eyes? Are you seeing through his eye? I like what the word that came for with about you talk like men, right? You criticize like men do, right? And you kill like the beast. And God, what? You forgive like God forgive. So that was a powerful word. God and forgive. Beast, you kill. Men, and you judge. So don't be like men now. Be what God wants you to be now. See through his eyes and forgive, because the beast will kill. So when we're talking about the natural beast that kill now, and we're talking about that other spiritual beast now. Oh, you kill with the mouth now. You kill with the mouth now. So don't be the beast today, and don't be like men today, but be like what God has for you today. See through his eyes. Be blessed. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Pastor Sharon and that powerful word also from Apostle in the name of Jesus. It's so true, amen. What you see is what you get, and what do you see? Amen. And I was just looking, man, at verse number 11. Behold, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I say, I see a rod of an almond tree. That almond tree, and what it did, it revealed the beginning of God's judgment. Praise God. And it was the first tree to blossom, amen, in the spring. And as this was God's his sin, amen, on Judah and the nation, amen, that they, amen, was doing. Praise God. And God was showing Jeremiah, amen, how he was going to judge them, amen, through this almond tree. Amen. He was going to turn it around. But now the question today is, what do you see? Praise God. And I want to say to somebody, amen, that trouble don't last always. Amen. And how many know that, amen, that God have a way that is mighty sweet. Praise God. I'm reminded, amen, in the book of St. John in chapter 9, verse 24. Then again, amen, you find these words. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. I know one thing. I know that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him, again, what did he heed to thee? Now how open he thy eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore, when you hear it again, will you also be his disciple? Amen. When God have opened up your eyes, amen, you will have a testimony. Am I right? Oh, he say, amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. He said, whereas I was blind, but now I see. Amen. And can you see clearly today, amen, when God, amen, had opened up your eyes, you will be able to see, amen, the grace, amen, and the mercy of God. Because God have been good to us, and he have brought us from a mighty long ways. Amen. He's the same God. He say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Amen. And he's yet speaking, amen, in the land, amen, and today, amen, through, amen, his ministers, through his prophets, amen, the men and women of God that he have anointed, amen, and he's doing, amen, great things. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. He yet turning bad situation and making some good out of it. Am I right? Oh, so somebody, amen, just want to encourage somebody's heart to let you know, amen, that God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask of. He can think according to the power that lies within us, because greater than is within us. I'm glad about it today that I am victorious. Ain't you glad, amen, that he have took us to another dimension in Christ Jesus, and he yet destroying yokes on our behalf, amen. So what do you see? So we have, amen, a word of encouragement for you. The Lord, praise God, amen. Weeping may do for a night, oh, but we have to keep the faith. Am I right? Oh, if we keep the faith, everything will be all right. So what do you see, amen, men, today, amen, and what you see is what you get, praise God, and continue to walk, amen, with him, amen. He will, amen, do great things, and he is doing it even as we speak. Praise God. God is able. Amen. There is nothing too hard for him. Amen. And the same God that did it for Abraham. Amen. And we are in the blessings of Abraham when we have took on, amen, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. All in his same promise that he gave Abraham, he gave to you and I. Amen. And we have to walk it. He said, every ground that our feet tread upon, we shall possess it. Am I right? Everything that our hand touch, we shall feel prosper. Be in good health as our soul prosper. And I'm glad about it, amen, that God, amen, is God. And besides him, there is no other. Amen. It's the same God that opened up the eyes, amen, amen, of the blind man. Amen. He opened up our eyes one day. Amen. But we can see clearly. Amen. Now we can walk in truth. And the truth is in Jesus Christ. Am I right? Oh, thank God. Amen. About. He is the only true. Amen. And the risen Savior. I'm glad. Amen. That I'm on the Lord's side. What about you today? Amen. Are you holding up the bloodstained banner? Amen. He will, amen, do great things. Amen. Thank God, amen. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. Praise God. Do you have your release? Amen. You have your release. Amen. He, amen, will do great things if you turn it over to him. Amen. This is why you can lay it at the foot of the cross, saying, whosoever will, he said, let him come. He said, and if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. Amen. Oh, somebody need to know that trouble don't last always. Amen. Oh, when he show you clearly, amen, oh, he will do it. I mean, if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Praise God. And this is what he said to Jeremiah. Praise God. He will perform his word hastily. Amen. He will come quickly. He said, behold, amen, he stand at the door and knock. And whosoever will, amen, if you open up, he'll come and sit with you, and you with him. Amen. And he's knocking at the door of somebody's heart right now. Praise God. All you got to do is open up your heart. Open up your mind and let him in. Praise God, and he will come in. Amen, and he will, amen, elevate your mind. Amen, he will take you to, amen, another dimension in him. Praise God, to let you see, amen, that he is the only true and the living God. There is no God like Jesus. It's something, amen, about our Lord and our Savior. He's God all by himself. And besides him, there is no other God. This is why he said, I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. Serving the Lord will pay off. Praise God. Am I right? Amen. Well, why? Amen. Because he have appointed and anointed, have set us apart, amen, for his glory, amen. This is why when we come into, amen, the church, we enter into the gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Praise God. And the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. Tell me, amen, when praises go up, bless will surely come down. So what do you see today? Praise God. Do you see, amen, oh man, you better than blessed, praise God. Oh, can you see yourself healed, see yourself delivered? Oh, can you see, amen, that you have been changed, amen, by the glory of God, amen, his presence, praise God, because it's all about him. Amen. Thank God, amen, for his word. Amen. And we can stand, amen, on what he said. Amen. So what do you see today? Praise God. So what you see is what you get. Praise God. And we thank God that we can speak things as not as though they were. Amen. And continue to speak great things. Amen. He will do great things. Amen. And I thank God, amen, all things are possible if we only believe. All you got to do is trust him today. And if you trust him, amen, everything, amen, would be all right. Amen. Abraham, amen, believed God. And the Bible say, amen, that he was a friend of God. Why? Because he simply believed God anyhow. Amen. Do you believe God anyhow? Amen. If you just got to get past, nevertheless, amen, this one thing stand assured. Amen. The God that we serve, he knows them that are his. Amen. And do you know, ain't you glad about that? Amen, that he know all about you. So what do you see? Amen. The Bible said that he sit high and he looks low. And he never sleep nor he slumbers. He sees all and he knows all. And tell me that his eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, seeking, amen, for faith on the earth. Praise God. If you want to move, amen, God in your life, amen, to have that assurance, amen, oh, you got to show him some faith, amen. Oh, you can cry much as you want, amen. But, oh, if you stretch out, amen, on his word, amen, and faith is trusting, amen, what our Lord and Savior have said, amen, to you and I, amen. And he's speaking today and asking a question, amen. And if he asked a question, he already have the answer. So what do you see? Amen. He said he searches the heart. Amen. Knows what's in the mind of our spirits. And I thank God, amen, for it today. Praise God. God. We want to pray for you today, praise God. Amen. Whatever you stand, amen, in the need of, praise God, he's always right there to give it to you, praise God. He said whatever he asked, we ask the Father in thy name. Oh, praise God. He said he'll do it for us. Am I right? So we're going to come now and we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, oh God, for your word. We thank you, oh God, for the listeners. We thank you, oh God, for each and every heart up under the sound of my voice. And Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord upon each and every listener in this airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you now for a fresh fire anointing upon each and every heart, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, that we continue to prosper, be in good health as our soul prosper. And Lord, I thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for raising somebody up now, oh God, where they'll be a living testimony unto your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, we thank you for another close of another school year, for how you have kept our children from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we thank you for your blood covering. Oh, we thank you now for a peaceful day all over this land and this nation, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you now for the blood that wash away all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, we just thank you today for all that you are doing in our lives, how you continue to mold us and make us into your likeness. And Lord, we thank you for exalting us in due time. And we give you praise. And we thank you for being the only true and the living God. There is no God like thee. So shall it is, and so shall it is. And we thank you for manifest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle and Bishop Porter and Pastor Sharon Bonds? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What you see is what you get. What is it are you seeing? Are you seeing victory or are you seeing defeat? Change what you say so you can change what you see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It, and you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. You can share it with your family member, your friends. Maybe they'll find a segment that they like and they love to listen to and help them get delivered. Tune in every Friday night at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Come on, let's pray one for another. Pray for the nation. Pray for your families that is lost right now, and let's tear the devil kingdom down and gain every ground that the devil has stolen from us. So come on, Find It Not Robbery at 11 p.m. tomorrow night, 11 p.m. tomorrow night on the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number again, 567-314-9757, code 3333#. Also, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed and see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. when I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then you said you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him
let
have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything
would
be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him have.
Let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go when
I let him
have,
let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.